And Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We truly hope that the information you get helps you or your family members, because if you lose your health, you've lost it all. And by the way, we won the first cycle of the website war. We hit the server and hit it hard, so keep it up. criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. And we will be back with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. We will take your texts and your tweets. And the modern technology, Joel, is everywhere, isn't it?
I know. I'm expecting a tweet from President Trump.
You might get that. You might get that. What would you give him for supplements?
Well, I would make sure that he's getting that healthy brain and heart pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. I want him to get the Rebound. Make sure he's getting those 100 nutrients in our sports drink. Keep up that energy. And, of course, I want him to eat a bunch of eggs, keep his brain healthy. I want him to take the de-stress capsules and the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets so he's getting a lot of blood flow to his heart and his brain.
Back to the phones, east of the Rockies, Joe in Long Island, New York's with us. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Doc, I have two questions. First would be, can nutrients in any way repair a tooth? I've never really heard of
repair
that.
Repair a tooth. That's question one, Doc.
Yes, of course, there's two pieces that are important here. Number one, you have to have blood supply to the tooth. The tooth has to have a blood supply. And here's where you're looking at osteoporosis of the skull. And when you have osteoporosis of the skull, when the bone goes away, when the minerals leave the bone matrix, sort of the rebar, expands and begins to crush the root of the tooth and shuts off the blood supply to the tooth and begin to kill the tooth. It can contribute to cavities or caries from the inside. And there's certain toothpaste out there that actually claim to help rebuild from the outside, enamel. But I like to do it from the inside. And so, again, it would be the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, vitamin D3, and I would make sure we have several different wonderful toothpastes that are antimicrobial toothpaste and actually have more minerals in there to help rebuild that tooth. Don't forget the vitamin D3 supplements.
What's your second question, Joe?
Yes, as you guys were talking about sports, I was interested in this whole steroid issue, which cuts across football, baseball, in some cases Olympic athletes. And, from what I've read about it, it's like 100 times what the body normally produces in terms of testosterone, which is unbelievable that someone would dabble like that. But I'd also ask you, Doc, what would be good for an elite athlete maybe to just gain a little bit of an edge, like a superstar athlete, like an Olympian that's running a 100-yard dash?
Legally, of course.
Yeah. Legally.
Yeah, so it's a very good question because we deal a lot with Olympic athletes, we deal with university athletes, we deal with professional athletes, literally by the thousands. And certainly we have things to repair their rotator cuffs and their knees and sciatica and that kind of stuff, tendons and ligaments. But to give them that edge when it comes to performance and building body mass for more performance, again, we have with a Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, I would throw in the MSM. It's our large bottle, and so it'd be three of those MSM tablets twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, which includes blood vessels and skin and tendons and ligaments and so forth, and helps with performance. And then also the vitamin D3. I like the Rebound or sports drink with 100 nutrients in it. Don't forget the eggs, three eggs three times a day. I'm 80 years old, and I have 3 to 4 eggs twice a day. For instance, I'll have steak and eggs for breakfast and steak and eggs for dinner.
Jeez.
And people say, aren't you worried about cholesterol? No, cholesterol is your best friend. It keeps your brain healthy, and it doesn't cause plaque in your arteries, and it will give your body what it needs to, again, maximize the performance of your muscles.
Doc, if you chip a tooth, you get a cap or a crown. Why doesn't a tooth grow back if it's chipped off?
Well, because blood supply requires blood supply to bring the nutrients to it to rebuild. And if you're getting into that sort of top edge, the sharp edge of the tooth or the crown of the tooth, there's not a lot of blood supply. The blood supply comes up through the root. And again, this is where if you need more blood supply to help regrow that tooth, I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's going to increase the blood flow everywhere, including the tooth. And it also makes a man, so you don't have to be a Viagra guy.
Well, and let me tell you, when somebody doubts the existence in God, all you have to do is look at things like teeth. Who would come up with something like that, knowing that you need that in order to chew and eat?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you were given the tools, that's for sure. Got to take care of them.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for us?
Sorry, I'm laughing at your tool or teeth comment.
It's true.
I know, but only you would think that. This one from Macy in West Virginia. I over-lotion my skin every day because it feels so good. Am I doing any damage to my skin?
Okay, skin requires all 90 essential nutrients. It has several layers. The inner layer of the skin is connective tissue. And so it's imperative to maintain that connective tissue. And also you have to have blood supply coming to the skin to then maintain the surfaces of it. And so, again, I like to take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. The MSM is really great for the skin because it builds connective tissue. I like the vitamin D3. I like our glucogel, also builds connective tissue for the skin from a different angle. I like the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight to help bring blood supply to the skin. And when you're talking about what can you apply on the outside, we have all kinds of wonderful skin lotions and ointments of, gosh, everything you can think of. And I use them because, you know, I fly so much and I'm outside so much. I give lectures day and night. Like today, this is my fourth hour of radio today. And so
that's nothing, Doc. I do it every night.
I know. I'm trying to keep up with the charge.
Talking about skin, too, though, what is psoriasis exactly?
Okay, psoriasis is actually an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. And when people have gluten intolerance, the lining of the intestines is damaged, so your efficiency of absorption of omega-3s drops significantly, and you get eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea. These are all little variations, but they're all really the same skin disease. And, of course, you get gluten-free. You take your Healthy Brain and Heart Pack with you get the three EFAs and three EFA pluses twice a day, and you'll give your body the raw materials it needs to repair and relieve and eliminate psoriasis. I've had people, I mean, they have plaque psoriasis a half inch thick all over their back, and, I mean, it was awful for 40 years. And just 90 days on, you know, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack with three of the EFAs twice a day, three of the EFA pluses twice a day, and the skin heals itself, but it does require these nutrients to do it. You know, putting cream on those things doesn't cut it. You need to give it the raw materials, and I like to throw in the MSM because it's good, again, for the dermis, the inner layers of the skin. And psoriasis goes away very quickly, but you have to stay on this diet forever. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. You take your 90 essential nutrients with the extra EFAs and EFA pluses, psoriasis goes away.
Next up, let's go to John, truck driving in Texas. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hey, George. Hey, Dr. Walls.
Yes, sir.
Hi there. My wife was diagnosed with T-cell prolymphocytic leukemia last May. She went through like 6 months of chemotherapy with this called Campath. Right now she's in total remission. The doctor's wanting to go ahead and do a what they call stem cell transplant, where they use her own stem cells. My question is there something else that she can take as a supplement to help her?
Okay, now they're doing the stem cells to rebuild the bone marrow. Is that what they're doing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, of course, again, I'd like her to have one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for 100 pounds of body weight, get rid of all the bad stuff, which initiated the cancer, right? So she's got to stay away from fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. a one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. If she only weighs like 130 pounds, 140 pounds, be one healthy brain and heart pack, and you throw in an extra bottle of selenium to, again, support the immune system. And then we have a wonderful product from our Nature's Pearl division. It's called the Muscadine Grapeseed Extract. It was a 120 million dollar government study. We bought the company specifically for this product. It's called the Liquid Muscadine Grapeseed Extract. It supports the immune system. It's one of the greatest natural things that support the immune system when you have any type of cancer. It comes in quarts. And again, it would be one quart per 100 pounds of body weight. And so if she only weighs 110, 120 pounds, one quart would do, a tablespoon of breakfast and dinner. If she weighs 150 pounds or more, I'd get her two quarts of that liquid muscadine grapeseed extract from our Nature's Pearl division. And she would take, again, an ounce at breakfast, ounce at dinner time. That's going to support her immune system. We actually have a stem cell support nutrition product called Immortalium. If they're talking about stem cells, and they want to, you know, get her own stem cells from her body fat or wherever and then inject them back into her, she really wants to add this Immortalium. I'd have her get two bottles of that a month. They're capsules. So she can take three of those twice a day. And they are the food of the gods when it comes to stem cells. It makes the stem cells happy. They're able to reproduce and live longer. If you don't give them what they need, you go and spend $40,000, $100,000 for your stem cells, they inject them into you, and then after one generation, they die. But you give them the Immortalium, it actually gives them what they want to reproduce and be there for a long time.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet.
Hope that helps. Again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Let's take a few more calls before the break, and then we'll come back with our final segment with Doc Wallach and take final calls as well. Let's go to Jennifer in Concord, California. Welcome to the show, West of the Rockies. Hey, Jen, hello. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, George. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Since your beginning there with Art Bell, even.
Yes.
And my question for Dr. Wallach is, I've always been healthy and never taken pharmaceuticals or anything like that. But now I'm 76 and I have to have a little surgery. So I was wondering what vitamins and minerals should I take to boost myself before the surgery? It's a three-hour robotic surgery and to withstand the anesthetic and anesthesia.
And what kind of surgery is it, Jen?
It's a female kind of
thing. A female thing. Okay, Doc. She's got some robotic surgery coming up, a female type.
Okay.
What do you recommend to boost her immune system before the surgery?
Is this a malignancy? Is it like uterine cancer or cervical cancer or anything like that?
It was a sort of endometrial thing and some abnormal cells, but nothing
to panic about.
Okay. All right. And so, well, basically what you want to do to undergo some kind of real brutal surgery or long surgery and going under anesthesia, you want to give your body what it needs to have optimal metabolism so your liver is functioning properly, your lungs are functioning properly, you're doing what's necessary, you want your blood flowing properly. How much do you weigh?
150.
150, Doc.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, again, you want to get rid of all the bad stuff, and this will be forever. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no sugar, no wheat, bran, rye, and oats. And then I would take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I would also take two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, so you can take three of those twice a day to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, okay, and also support a healthy blood pressure, very important here. Also, to promote healing, you want to take, again, the MSM for healing of everything from tendons, ligaments, muscles, which have to do with, you know, holding in and dealing with the uterus and holding the uterus in place and so on. So I would go with the MSM, take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. This would be anywhere from one to two bottles a month of the MSM, and because it's, again, good for connective tissue and supportive tissue. And from the healing standpoint, I would go with what we call Z-radical, If this is not a malignancy, if it's a malignancy, I would again, to support the immune system, I would go with that muscadine grapeseed liquid extract from our Nature's Pearl. But if it's not a malignancy thing, I would go with the Z radical. It's the fucoidin, which is a red marine algae extract that the Japanese just love. It's part of their sushi. They actually make sushi with it, and they claim it's why they have so few malignancies and why they have a higher recovery rate of malignancies in Americans is because of this fucoidin. It's in the fucoid Z the capsule. You could take three of those capsules twice a day. If you prefer the liquids, it would be 2 quarts a month. It's called Z-Radical, the liquid, and you could take an ounce of that twice a day, and it will help you heal fast. It will help you. Of course, you want the EFAs. That's two healthy brain and heart packs. You want the three EFAs twice a day, three EFA pluses twice a day.
That's the omegas, right?
That's the omegas. That's going to help you with your respiratory efficiency to undergo anesthesia.
All right, Jen. And again, if you need some help and you missed taking down some notes, 1-855-949-RADIO. It's that simple. Doc, I don't take all the minerals and vitamins by weight. I just take one a day. Am I still getting some supplementation?
Well, you're getting supplementation. If you're talking one a day, you're talking about one tablet a day?
Yeah,
kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay, and well, you're an average-sized guy. You ate, what, 180, something like that?
178, something like that.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I'm 2 pounds off. Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You would not have gotten me the Cupid animal at a carnival, right?
But, yeah, you're underdosing. If you're only taking one tablet or capsule a day of a thing, you really need to do it by dosage to maximize it. Be kind of like saying, well, I just put one teaspoon of oil in my car because, you know, but you need 6 quarts of oil. And so you really, really want, with the schedule you keep, I know you work hard, you are on it all the time, day and night, and you have a schedule that would kill most people. And so you really need to go by body weight. And so, for instance, the EFAs, you can't just take one of those twice a day or one a day. You want to be taking three of the EFAs twice a day and three of the EFA pluses twice a day.
Hmm.
Okay, because it's good for the cell walls of every cell in your body, but also it's good for your respiration. It prevents blood clots. These EFAs will prevent blood clots. That's what they do. They are required for your platelets to be happy and healthy and so forth. And so I would encourage you, because we love you and we want you to be around. And so dosage is very, very important for these things. And, you know, taking one a day of each of these things is better than nothing. But I think you're being too conservative.
Interesting
way to put it.
Interesting. You ever have deja vu, Doc?
Deja vu?
Yeah, where, you know, that feeling of, you know, something has happened before.
Oh, yeah, sure, all the time.
What causes that?
Well, your brain is a remarkable organ. Things that most people would forget, your brain remembers. And then when you had a good meal with a little glass of red wine or something like that, and you had a good meal and you eat some eggs and your brain is functioning at 99%, suddenly now your brain is going to remember something from 50, 60 years ago that there's no way you'd remember it.
And it just pulls it up. Doc, we'll talk more about that and take final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Yvonne Smith joins us as we talk about alien abductions. She will, by the way, be our guest at our luncheon next Tuesday. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on in the program. But Yvonne Smith, just ahead on alien abductions. And welcome back to Coast, back with our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go back to the calls. First-time caller Marvin in San Pablo, California. Welcome to the program. Hey, Marvin, go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. I have a list of conditions. I have COPD, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, arterial fibrillation, and I have ulcers around my ankles, which are quite painful. And I called your office, Doc, Monday, and they recommended me to get the stem cell patch. Is there any other thing? Is that correct, or for me, or
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes?
No diabetes. I take medication for blood pressure.
Okay.
I'm 6 feet, 375 pounds, 64 years old. My daughter died from pretty much, I'm on oxygen 24/7.
Are you on dialysis, you say?
No. I just said my daughter died 1 year ago.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Pretty much the same symptoms at age 41. I'm 64.
Okay. Okay, well, sorry to learn about your daughter. Let's see if we can help you out here.
Yeah, and my funds are kind of limited.
I'm sorry, what was that last thing?
My funds are kind of limited.
Okay. All right. Well, two things you have to do here. Number one is get rid of all the bad stuff. That'll save you a lot of money. Bad stuff tends to cost a lot of money. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And I would start with a basic program that covers a lot of territory, and we've got to deal with the kidney issues.
The COPD, the lung issues.
COPD, yep. Now, do you have any ringing in the ears, any tone like a kind of thing?
No, but when I walk, sometimes I get extremely lightheaded.
Okay. And do you ever, let's see here.
What causes the ringing in the ears, Doc?
That's actually caused by squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. And since he gets a little lightheaded when he starts to walk, this could be called vertigo. Okay, and it's a squeezing of the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve. And I just wanted to see what was going on in that area. Okay. The cranial nerves, there's 12 pairs, and they get squeezed when you get osteoporosis of the skull. How old are you again, sir?
60.
I'm 64.
64, you're 6 foot tall, 375?
Yes.
Okay, well, at 6 foot tall, I'd like to see you weigh maybe 200. Okay, so you need to lose almost 200 pounds.
That's doable, isn't it, Doc?
I'm sorry?
That's doable, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And so, again, what I want you to do, ideally, you would take four of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. It's one per 100 pounds of body weight, but that's, you know, going to be a little pricey. And so I would go with two. Go with two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Because you have kidney issues, I would go with three bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. They're going to support healthy blood pressure. The goal is to, by the numbers, wean down, actually slowly reduce the amount of medication you're on, and let your doctor help you with that for the blood pressure. As the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those three times a day, support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and support healthy blood pressure. And then you have COPD, and that could be a squeezing of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. Do you ever get coughing jags or hiccups?
Not really.
Okay. All right. And so to help you lose that weight, I want you to get two bottles a month of the, of the keto caramel shakes and two boxes a month of the keto caramel meal bars. Two of your three meals a day should be a keto caramel meal, and you can rotate it around. Some meals are going to be the keto bars, some are going to be the keto shake. Okay, you make the shake with water. And your third meal is going to be just steamed vegetables and a tablespoon of chicken or, you know, boiled chicken or a tablespoon of some grilled fish or something like that. Real light stuff, a light meal. But your other two meals every day is going to be either a keto caramel shake or a keto caramel meal bar. And let's start there. We're kind of covering a lot of territory.
Sure.
Yeah, and so let's go that direction. And then you need to, you know, call us on those numbers that George gives out on every 2 weeks and let us know what's going on. And that's going to help you with your kidney issues, kidney failure, and get the blood flowing through those blocked arteries. And you're going to be a new man. You're going to be a great testimony. So you just need to be in touch.
Losing the weight is really important here, though, Doc, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And doing those keto caramel meals twice, you know, two out of his three meals a day, getting rid of the bad stuff, he can lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. And so in 6 months' time, I have people who are 600 pounds. And in 7 months' time, they're down to 165.
600 pounds?
Yeah.
My gosh. All right. Text and tweets. Final one, Tommy. What do you have for us?
This one from Carolyn in San Francisco, California. My husband has hair everywhere, and it drives me crazy. Can you please ask Doc what makes some people hairier than others, and is there anything to take for it?
Yeah, it's called go to a waxer.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is, you know, a waxer, depilatories, and shaving can work. Shaving is probably the most inexpensive way to do it. You know, if he has lots of body hair and his arms and back and things like that.
He can't shave his back, though, Doc.
Well, but she can. She can shave his back and that kind of thing. And you know, that will help her find the places where she wants to rest her head on his shoulder or his back or something like that and doesn't want a lot of hair.
I don't know if I trust somebody with a razor on my back.
We're not talking about a straight razor. We're talking a little safety razor. It's pretty hard to wound somebody.
Go to the wax person. But is there any supplements you can take to reduce your hair growth?
Well,
most people want your hair to grow.
When you take supplements, you're going to get more hair growth. Most people, you know, have lack of hair issues. They have baldness, or they have thinning eyebrows and things like that, or they're losing underarm hair, they're losing pubic hair. That's because they're not getting enough nutrition and blood supply. And so when you have a lot of hair, it's just kind of like, you know, all these different species of dogs or breeds of dogs. Some of them are real hairy and have dense hair cover, you know, like poodles and things like that. And then you get some of these little short-haired dogs that have very little hair, like chihuahuas and things like that. And so it's just kind of variation in human beings the same way. Some human families are very hairy and some human families aren't very hairy. And so, and if hair bothers you, then he either has to wear T-shirts at bed at night, or you have to, and he has to kind of use little safety razors and shave some of that off.
Let's go to Guillermo in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program, Guillermo. Go ahead.
Hi, George. I was wondering. Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I have vitiligo really bad. It's all over my face, my skin, my legs, everywhere.
And what's it called, Guy?
Yeah, vitiligo.
Vitiligo, yeah.
It's a loss of skin color.
Right, right.
Okay. Has your eye color changed at all?
No, it's still brown, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So
are you very dark skin, or you have light?
No, I'm very lucky. I'm very white, but I just look whiter, like a ghost.
Okay, sure.
My wife says.
Patchy, yeah. And so what you want to do, again, is get rid of all the bad stuff. You want to be able to absorb these nutrients, so no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bran, or rye, oats. Live like an Asian, live on rice and baked sweet potatoes with cinnamon and so forth. You want to be able to absorb things. And I'd have you, how much do you weigh, sir?
I'm heavy right now. I weigh 220, and I'm 5'8".
Okay, then I would go ahead and take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, And again, mm-hmm. to help that skin get more hair growth, I would go ahead and take the and skin color and everything. I'd take mm-hmm. the.
He's almost albino-ish, isn't he?
Well, this comes in like spots. It's called vitiligo.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Michael Jackson had?
Yeah. Well, he had. He had whole body vitiligo. I mean, he was not bleaching himself to look white. He could not absorb the nutrients necessary to make skin color. His was so bad, he had to wear lipstick. He had to wear contact lenses with brown irises in the contact lenses.
Oh, my God.
He lost his eye color. He lost everything. And so
is it a disease, or what is it? No,
well, it's a nutritional deficiency caused by gluten. So got to get rid of the gluten so you can absorb the nutrients.
But it's fixable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Vitiligo is easily reversed. But you got to be obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff so you can absorb the good stuff. And, again, the MSM. I would go with the glucogel, vitamin D3, and I wouldn't stay out in the sun until you kind of begin to repair the skin, so you're not going to burn those light spots. And let's see here. I would also throw in, for more color, I would go ahead and throw in, the Immortalium, which is kind of like the stem cells.
Oh, those are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. It's
my favorite.
Well, that's why you look so young.
Hey, you never know. Maybe. Let's go to Wayne in Seattle. Welcome to the show. Hi, Wayne.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Hope we can help you here. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I'm calling actually for my dog.
All right.
She a couple of weeks ago, she kind of stopped eating, and I took her to the vet, and her leg crumbled. There was a tumor in her bone, and it had deteriorated her bone where it fractured, and so they had to amputate it. And they did a biopsy of the leg and found that she has multiple myeloma,
okay,
or possibly also lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been taking, for both of us have been taking the critical health supplements, and she's been taking the Arthrodex and the I-26 companion tablets.
The I-26, very good for the immune system, yeah.
Well, you came to the right guy because he's an expert in veterinary medicine as well.
Yeah, so how big a dog is this, sir?
She weighs 40 pounds. She's just a medium-sized dog.
And how old is she?
And she's just a mixed breed. She's 8 years old.
Okay.
And,
well, we only have a few moments here, so let me throw some stuff at you. You're already using Arthrodex. I would go ahead at 40 pounds. It's one scoop for 20 pounds, 25 pounds. By the way, I'd give her two scoops a day. Don't forget the EFAs. To support cell health, I would go ahead and...
And you have pet products, right?
Oh, yeah.
At criticalhealthnews.com.
Yeah, okay. Oh, absolutely. The Arthrodex is a pet product. It's a multiple for pets. It's a scoop for 25 pounds of body weight, so two scoops here. I would also throw in, again, the MSM, three of those a day for a 40-pound dog. You can either grind them up, put them in her food, or just plop them down her throat and rub her little throat, and it'll help support maintenance repair of the stump of the leg that had to be amputated, and also in the skin wound from the surgery and so forth. And let's see here. I would also throw in, again, the Cell Shield RTQ capsules. The Cell Shield RTQ capsules, it's a great, great antioxidant to help support the immune system when you have a malignancy like that. And so I would go ahead and give her two or three of those twice a day. It would be two bottles a month of the Cell Shield RTQ. You can open up the capsules and just dump the powder into her food. And let's go that direction. I would not use the Immortellium. I don't like to use that when there is a malignancy, because I don't want the stem cells working on and building more cancer cells. So I don't like to use the Immortellium with a malignancy. So let's go that direction. And... eight-year-old dog. Let's see if we can't get her to be 12, 15.
Well, let's hope. That would be nice. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. The phone number to call for help, 1-855-949-7234. Steve writes that he has gadolinium poisoning from too many MRIs after 20 years. Anything he can do?
Well, yeah, we actually have, you know, the Cell Shield RTQ. We have the Herbal Rainforest. I go with the Herbal Rainforest. It'd be 1 ounce per 100 pounds of body weight, and it has 12 detoxification herbs and the 78 minerals in it, and that's in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and stay away from all the bad foods, and let's go there. It doesn't have to be too complicated. You can do a hair analysis, say once every 3 months, to see what the gadolinium levels are.
Doc, I've got 2 minutes left. Can you take one more call?
Sure, let's go for it.
Frank in Alabama. Go ahead, Frank. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, George, for taking my call, Doc. I had a brain hemorrhage back in 2013, and I lost my lungs and my kidneys in 2015, and the lungs returned. I mean, both. I was on dialysis for like 4 months, and then now the only thing is I have some breathing issues now, and this left leg has I don't know if it's sciatica. They seem to not be able to give me an answer. So
okay, we only have a moment left. How much do you weigh, sir?
I just lost 25 pounds, about 185.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to get rid of the bad stuff, get rid of all the inflammatory things, so you calm everything down where you've had that bleed in the brain. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, and oats. And then I would take, since you weigh 180 pounds, I'd take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month. Two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month. I would get two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets to support healthy blood vessel health. Okay. Three of those twice a day. Supports healthy blood pressure, healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And then you want to throw in the MSM again. Three of those I'd go with two bottles of the MSMs. So you can take nine of those a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. They're going to support healthy rebuilding of connective tissue, which includes the walls of the blood vessels, the veins and the arteries, the bones, bone matrix and stuff. And that's going to get you going in the right direction. And then you just need to, you know, keep in touch with us every couple of weeks and let us know how things are going, what is getting better, what's not getting better. And that way we know how to tweak it for you. And, you know, you've begun to recover a little bit on your own. And so I think you have recovery capacity. And so let's go that direction. And we'd love to work with you. And you'll be a great testimony for Critical Health News listeners.
Doc, thanks again for being on the show. We'll talk to you soon, my friend, okay? Sure, Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com and the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Yvonne Smith joins us with her latest work in the field of alien abductions.